Welcome to the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. I'm your host, Ellie Gilbert, and I'm so glad you're here. On every episode, we're going to be talking about, well, weight loss, but actually everything else that weight loss might bring into your life. My goal with every episode is for you to be honest with yourself and ask yourself one question. So, do I really want to lose weight? Hi, everybody. Hello, hello. We are going to go live and record a podcast at the same time. So if you are a podcast listener, you are seeing it in action, you are seeing it happen, and I'm excited to get back into podcasting. I haven't done it in a really long time, since before I got pregnant, since I've been so sick. But if you're not a podcast listener, this is going to be a great way for you to be able to still hear some of the podcast, and just be here present with some of the things that I talk about on there. And not everything will go live on Instagram, but some things will be there. So I'm excited for today's topic. We are talking about unwanted body image comments. So people say something to you that you were not looking for, and whether or not they meant it in a harmful way or they meant to make you feel crappy, it still matters. It still matters, and talking about someone's body image just shouldn't be something that's part of our regular conversation. And for some reason in our society, we think that it is. We think that it's okay to just say things, particularly the older generation. I think a lot of the comments come from people that are older than you. And it's really interesting to just kind of think about the demographics that are really saying these things a lot. Anyway, so we'll get into all of that. But the first thing I want you to think about is just, have you ever received an unwanted body comment, you know, and how long has it stuck with you? I put this out on Instagram a couple days ago and I just said, just tell me, what have people said to you that was unnecessary? And some of the comments I received were, I was like, oh, well, I wouldn't mind receiving that, you know? But then a ton of them were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people would ever say that to you. Like, who in their right mind thinks that that's okay? And I mean, we had things from, you look so skinny, and, or maybe you should gain some weight, to you're a lot thinner than I saw when I saw you last. And then just other things like, you know, whoa, wide load coming through. Why are your boobs smaller than your, smaller than your butt? Shouldn't be the other way around. You know, just stuff like that. And a ton with being pregnant and baby weight. A lot of, oh good, now you've had the baby, so now you can finally lose the baby weight. You know, or, oh my gosh, you lost all your baby weight, you know, and there's just so many things that we're told that affect us for a very, very long time. And we don't, sometimes it doesn't hit us at that moment, and you know, we can handle it and it's like, oh yeah, you're being so funny. Ha ha ha, you know, whatever. And then we go home or later on and we're like, wow, that really hurt. Something that I received that always sticks out in my mind is, and it was from a woman in my family who was much older. She was, you know, in her 70s, 80s. And I was wearing a very tight dress. And we were going through, it was at a homecoming for church. And we were going through the food line and getting our food. And she said, now, you better watch what you put on your plate, because you don't want to be, you know, coming out of that dress. Or you don't want to be, you know, popping out of that dress or anything like that. And I was just like, wow. Like it's amazing to me that you feel like you can just say that comment, that you can just look at me and say something like that. So those comments affect us for a very long time. and we hold on to them for a very long time, especially if they come in our very impressionable years. And I think our impressionable years are not only through junior high and high school. I think especially as women, they extend on into college and then through into motherhood, especially when we're first having our children. And we are, our bodies are changing so dramatically, right? And so I think we're very impressionable. But I really want to talk about, you know, if you have received comments in the past, and no matter how long ago they were, how you're still currently holding on to them, and then how we can now adjust and move forward, and if we're going to keep those as our identity. Me growing up, fat was a bad word in our house, and we never wanted to be fat. My brothers would, when they would make fun of me, they would say, "Oh my gosh, you're so fat," you know. And this is when we were really little, and then it didn't. I didn't think it was going to, it was ever affecting me in a negative way, right? But looking back, you know, it was like fat was never a good thing. And we did everything we could to avoid being fat. I know now that everybody has fat. Everybody's bodies are different. Sometimes fat isn't something that you can control at all, in all scenarios of your life. And fat isn't necessarily something that we should be afraid of or teasing people about. But that is a comment that has stuck with me and has been very impressionable on me for a very long time. And so when we read the book, More Than a Body, it's by Lindsay and Lexi Kite, and they talk about self-objectification. And, oh, we're going to have Gibbs walk in here. Hi, buddy. Hi. Self-objectification is the way you look at yourself based on how you think other people are looking at you. And this happens very often when we are attaching ourselves to the comments that other people have made about us and or our body. Okay, so with self-objectification, there are two things we can do. We can look at that comment and we can look at what we think people are seeing us as, and we can determine if it is a lie or if it is a truth. Okay. You know, like for the comment that I received the other day, you know, not me personally, but the one I received on my Instagram, and they said, she was sitting on a tailgate, and they said, we should put a wide load sign on this tailgate because you're sitting here, you know? And that's, you know, as a teenager, if you receive that comment, you'd be like, whoa, that is so hurtful. But if that comment is still sticking with us and it is still affecting us to this day, this is now a time where we need to decide, is that true or is that a lie? Obviously, that comment is a lie. There is no person that is wider, that I know personally, that is wider than the back of a truck, right? And so there is never a necessary reason to put a wide load sticker on the back of a truck because of a person, right? And so that automatically is a lie. So now decide, are you going to attach yourself with lies, or do you want to define yourself by truths? If it is a lie, then that is when you that's when you start working. That is when you start deciding every time that thought comes up into your mind. I don't identify with that anymore. That doesn't affect me anymore. I know that that's not true. Okay? Let's go a little bit deeper into truth. I want you to think about something that you believe with all your heart. Without a doubt, it is something that you know to be true. And that, you know, it's really hard to ever even question it. If someone brings up an alternating view, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. In order to change how you perceive yourself, you have to believe those good thoughts about yourself, just like you believe this thing that you believe with all your heart, right? Do you believe in your body and in yourself and in your own personal worth, just like you believe in your political stance or how you feel about vaccines or your religion or how much you love your children? Do you believe in yourself And do you believe in how you look is enough? If you're not to that point, then I encourage you to start that work and start moving in that direction. And it takes a lot of different things, and it's going to take a lot of work, especially when someone else is making that comment that's going to affect how you look at yourself, whether it be a good or a bad comment, you know, because a lot of times even good comments are detrimental. You never know when a person is sick. You never know when a person is really mentally struggling and they can't eat. And so they're losing a lot of weight, right? There are so many things that can be going on in a person's life. So you really don't know if that comment's going to be negative or positive. All right. So I really want you to focus on truths. I want you to focus on what is true in my life, and am I attaching myself to that? Or am I attaching myself to the lies that I have been told by other people? Am I looking at my body through my own personal lens, or am I looking at my body through what the lens of what I think other people see me as? Does that make sense? It takes constant effort. It's an everyday thing. But the more and more you do it, the easier and easier it becomes. And I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to decide what you're going to identify and what you're going to attach to. Okay? If you're watching this after the live, I would love for you to leave in the comments any unwanted body image comment that you've received in the past. And if you are attaching to it, if it is a truth or if it is a lie. Okay, so three things. The comment, are you still attached to it, and is it a truth, or is it a lie? Okay, I challenge you to do that. I thank you so much for being here. I am loving these lives on Wednesdays, so I will see you again next week. And let me know if you have something that you'd love for me to talk about. This episode will also be up on the podcast. These are how short my podcast episodes are. They are not long. I love keeping them below 15 minutes. So go ahead and check out the podcast if you haven't yet. And I love you all. Oh, one last thing. I wanted to tell you guys about a new app that I am a part of. It's called the Wisdom App. And it is another speaking format, you know, speaking app where you can just go and gain mentorship. You turn it on and you can hear from just such quality individuals that are constantly teaching about anything and everything. So I encourage you to go download the Wisdom app. It is free. And you can search me. I'm just Elias Gilbert on there as well. And you can hear from me and my teaching there. So have a wonderful day. Mwah. I love you all. Happy, happy Wednesday. Thanks for listening to this episode of the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. Please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast so you always stay up to date. You're part of the family now, and I'm so glad you're here.